1 month away from Burger King of the Ring, live on July 23rd from the Heirloom Arts Theater in Danbury, Connecticut. Welcome to the Dubcast, the official podcast of Interspecies Wrestling. My name is Ben Gordon, and today it's just myself and Ed Wood, the baby mama of ISW.
Hi, did you pronounce it Danbury or Danbury?
For legal purposes, I'm going to pronounce it Danbury, so both sides will be upset.
We might have to get Dan Barry on the show next week to clarify this.
I would love to have Dan Barry on. We've had him on before, and he's a treat. He's a treasure, and I'll be more than happy to have him on as long as he doesn't touch me.
You might say he's a special treasure.
I see what you did there.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, my friend. Mike Rodge cannot be with us this week. The best to him. And I want to thank Baldy for taking my place during last week's Dubcast, which, if you haven't listened to it, features a very good conversation with number one contender to the Interspecies Wrestling Championship, Twiggy, who since then has been officially booked to compete at Burger King of the Ring in non-tournament action. What are we going to be seeing from Twiggy on the 23rd?
Well, for those of you that haven't heard or read, Giant Tiger is sending out his enforcer. Some of you know him as Eddie Kingston. Of course, we in Interspecies Wrestling know him as Eddie Kingman. He is going to go head-to-head with Twiggy in a David versus Goliath match, which doesn't really mean anything, but one guy's bigger than the other. So
very true, but that can definitely be said for pretty much any competitor Twiggy's going to face.
Indeed.
One might say that Giant Tiger is sending his policeman, as it were, to damage Twiggy before Twiggy can get a shot at the championship, so that he might be a little bit hurt or unable to compete entirely, so that Giant Tiger can avoid yet another championship defense.
Well, now you sound like Mike Rotch, always dogging our champion, Giant Tiger. Giant Tiger fears no one. He's just simply saying, you know, I don't just want to give this guy a title shot. Let him earn it first.
He already earned it. He won a Contenders Clash at Boner Jam.
You clearly live in a fantasy land. You and Mike Rotch, I don't know what is wrong with you two and what your hatred of Giant Tiger is. Clearly, Giant Tiger is in the right here.
No, he's not in the right at all. Twiggy became the number one contender, Ference.
That's not what I saw.
So you haven't seen Boner Jam yet? You haven't gone to smartmarkvideo.com or iswondemand.com to watch Boner Jam?
What I have or have not seen has no bearing on the legal legality of Giant Tiger being able to do this.
Personally speaking, I think Giant Tiger is just ducking Twiggy because he knows Twiggy has his number.
You and Mike Rotch are both wrong. Well, Giant Tiger ducks no one. Let's look at this match on its face. You have Twiggy, one of the most skilled performers in professional wrestling, not just in interspecies wrestling. And of course, he's fast on his feet, high flying. And then, of course, you have Eddie Kingston, one of the most brutal professional wrestlers on the circuit today. This is going to be an exciting, exciting match.
It is absolutely going to be. And this officially rounds out the card, one of the most unique wrestling cards in interspecies wrestling history. And quite possibly, I can't think of another show where you're going to get everything you could possibly want out of pro wrestling. We'll run down the card really briefly. We have, of course, we have the Burger King of the Ring tournament, a one-night, eight-man tournament featuring, and we'll go down the list very briefly, Pinky Sanchez, Player Uno, Dan Barry, Frankie Arion, Bastion Snow, El Hijo del Bamboo, Lloyd Cthulhuitz, and Is He Dead Yet? All eight of those competitors will be vying to win a extra value meal from Burger King and the title of Burger King of the Ring. And joining us now on the Dubcast, we've only known him for a short while, but we're going to learn a lot more about him tonight. One of eight competitors in the Burger King of the Ring tournament. Everyone's favorite half-destroyer of worlds, half-Jewish attorney. It is Lloyd Cthulhuitz, attorney at law. Lloyd, welcome to the Dubcast. Oh, it's very nice to be able to speak with you as well. Now, Lloyd, can I call you Lloyd or should I refer to you as Mr. Cthulhuitz? All right, Mr. Cthulhuitz, You're heading into a match that you're somewhat familiar with. You petitioned the offices of Interspecies Wrestling to have a rematch with Is He Dead Yet, who was a part of the triple threat match from the first show you were on, Boner Jam, because of the fact that you got injured by him during that match and were unable to perform to the best of your ability. Why are you so eager to get another shot at Is He Dead Yet to the point that you were willing to threaten legal action against Interspecies Wrestling? Now, sir, you're speaking in all this legal jargon and mumbo jumbo, and I for one don't have a clue what the hell you're saying. So if you could dumb it down and speak in real people terms, I would appreciate that. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're trying to prove that his victory over you at Boner Jam was a fluke, and that you, not him, are the stronger competitor in his Species Wrestling.
Whoa, let's not say things we can't take back, sir. Well, I don't care how angry and upset you are or what you threatened me with, as far as legal action is concerned, I won't have you talking so negatively on this program. Okay, you know what? Let's get off of Mother's because I just got off yours.
Wood, let's not anger the beast. Let's calm him down. Let's move on. Mr. Cthulhuitz, as people know, you are a creation of Dr. Gene Splicing. Has Dr. Splicing given you any advice heading into Burger King of the Ring on how to defeat your zombie opponent? I see. So you're going to go for the knees. I think that's a pretty good strategy. If a zombie can't walk, then he can't eat you.
Does that concern you at all, that he is a zombie and does continuously come back from the dead?
In the second round, Mr. Cthulhuitz, you'll be facing Bastion Snow, the Catch-as-Catch-Can crustacean, or you'll be taking on El Hijo del Bambu, should you defeat Is He Dead Yet in the first round. What are your feelings on these opponents going into the tournament?
All right, putting Bastion Snow in a boiling pot of water is not an option, I think. Right?
Yeah, I'm pretty well versed in the rules of a kosher lifestyle, and I'm pretty sure, as well as you know, we're not allowed to eat anything with a hard shell.
And I think that bamboo, isn't bamboo a protected species?
In the United States, yes.
Yeah, okay, I'm just slightly concerned with your threats to kill a panda.
Okay, fine. Not murder. Attempted manslaughter. Fine, we'll lessen the charges. Now, changing topics, should you make it to the finals, you've got one of four human competitors, none of whom you've ever faced before. Who do you think poses the biggest threat to you in the Burger King of the Ring tournament?
King Kong Bundy is not in the tournament, sir.
No. Little Beaver isn't in it either. Do you even know who's in this tournament? Well, you know what? I think we're misunderstanding him. I think he said something about Pinky Sanchez. That's a surprise.
Oh, I see. Little Beaver, Pinky Sanchez. I see.
It makes sense.
Yes, total. Lost translation.
Let's wind down this interview because Mr. Cthulhuitz, I know you have a case tomorrow morning, and we appreciate you taking the time with us to discuss your foray into the world of professional wrestling with Interspecies Wrestling. The final question, as we've been asking all of the tournament participants, should you come out on top, what will you be ordering from Burger King if you are Burger King of the Ring? I don't think they offer Mr. Pibb anymore. Alright, well, okay, so double Whopper, no tomatoes, fries with ketchup, and of course a Diet Dr. Pepper to watch your figure. Yes, hold the onions. Okay, my mistake. Well, we wish you the best of luck, Mr. Cthulhu. It's heading into Burger King of the Ring, July 23rd at the Heirloom Arts Theater. And thank you very much for joining us today on the Dubcast.
You have a good night, too. Thank you. And that's just going, I mean, look at all the competitors. First ever tournament for interspecies wrestling.
Yes.
It's just going to be something to behold.
And of course, in addition, we're not just giving you the tournament, we're giving you a lot more. The first ever Fans Bring the Lego Death Match to take place on United States soil will take place in Danbury, Connecticut, as Addy Starr takes on the pet of Muhammad the Terrorist Cow, the current interspecies wrestling other champion, the pet known as Shitty.
Shitty, of course, looking like a piece of shit these days.
Yes, very brown, very lumpy, very nutty.
And you know what? After this match, I think he's going to be walking away with some more lumps. Ha ha! Did you see what I did there?
I did see what you did there. Fans, I would highly recommend you bring many, many cans of Febreze and or Lysol, just because Shitty will indubitably shit his pants.
Indeed, bring those things and bring Lego.
Yes, please donate Lego if you have not yet done so. Bring Lego to Danbury, Connecticut. Please, we are very much in need of your donations for Legos. For information on how you can do so, look up Interspecies Wrestling on Twitter. Look up the Burger King of the Ring event page, and all that information is there. Of course, I can't bring up the Fans Bring the Lego Death Match without bringing up the Weapon of Art Destruction contest that the program with Matt and Ben, which I am a part of, is presenting. Fans, bring your Lego creations to the Heirloom Arts Theater. We are looking for creative, we are looking for violent potential, and we are looking for design. That is what we're looking for, and you can win tons of free stuff. So please, if you have already completed your Lego creation, we would like to see it in advance. Please send your pictures to mbprogram, that's P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, @gmail.com. Please send your pictures there. We would like to be able to show some people what they have to deal, what they're going to be up against. But if you don't feel creative, bring Lego anyway. Just go into your little brother's room, swipe the castle that he spent about a month building, and bring it so that Addy Starr and Shitty can smash each other over the head with it.
Indeed, and don't forget, you can go to stores such as Savers or the Goodwill. They always have cheap Lego laying around.
Yes.
And you know, like they said, we'll be giving away some swag for some of the best designs.
Absolutely. And of course, the Sweet and Sour Special 6-Man Tag Team Match Tribute to a Fallen Friend in honor of the late Sweet and Sour Larry Sweeney. Team Fist of Icarus and Grand Akuma teaming with Jolly Roger, the Party Pirate, to take on 2.0 and Howl of Wicked. All these competitors have competed for Interspecies Wrestling at one point in time. They all will convene at the Heirloom Arts Theater on July 23rd to do battle in honor of the late Larry Sweeney.
This match is going to be amazing. It is going to be. They're going to be all over the place. They're dedicated to this match. The talent in this match, you know, not even the talent on this card. I mean, this is probably the greatest card we've ever presented.
It's going to be a fantastic show, but it's not just that. It's going to be a fantastic day of events. Our friends at Beyond Wrestling will be running their first ever live show earlier that day at 2 p.m., also at the Heirloom Arts Theater, so check that out. You can go to lookmanofans.com for more information. And in between the shows, we're going to be having some fun. We're going to have some barbecue. We're going to hold the Lego weapon contest that we mentioned before, and we're going to be doing a live edition of the program with Matt and Ben during this intermission period. So again, if you're interested, please cstcnetwork.com to find out more about the program with Matt and Ben, and if you want to be a part of it. And that's not all we're doing. We're going to be raising some money for a good cause, aren't we, Wood?
Indeed, one of the most important causes to Interspecies Wrestling. Back in April, one of our wrestlers passed away at the age of 23. Stinky the homeless guy, and as a fundraiser for, you know, the movement Cancer Stinks, which you can also find links to at the Interspecies Wrestling Facebook page. I think three people now, my cohort in crime this evening, Ben Gordon,
yes,
Baldip Hack, and Mike Rotz, the El Presidente of ISW, will all be shaving their heads for donations. You can send in your donations now, or you can donate the day of. It's all going for a great cause, and I am sure that some of the hair will be donated to Locks of Love. So consider that when you're coming. Consider bringing an extra fiver or something, or even sending it now via PayPal.
You can find out more information about the fundraising efforts going to fighting-back.ca or looking up Fighting Back Wrestling with Cancer on Facebook. You can find out all about the fundraising efforts that are going on. All proceeds for this show and that we'll be doing with the head shaving will be going towards the Canadian Cancer Society in the name of Frank Morin, who we lost earlier this year. Stinky the Homeless Guy was a very, very huge part of Interspecies Wrestling, and we're going to honor him, and he's going to be honored at Interspecies Wrestling from now until forever.
Yeah, every show at this point is dedicated to Frank, Stinky the Homeless Guy, and we're proud to do it. We're proud that he was a part of our organization. He still is in spirit, and you know, we're going to remember him fondly every time we do a show.
Absolutely. So. And also taking place on July 23rd at the Heirloom Arts Theater, we had a very great musical act join us for intermission during our last show at the Heirloom Arts Theater, Exact Change Only. And they're coming back for a second go around. I guess they didn't get scared away, Wood.
Oh, clearly not. Clearly not. Of course, if you actually saw some of their members, we should be scared of them.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're talking about Two-Fisted Law. And joining us right now on the Dubcast, the lead singer of Two-Fisted Law, Jim Perella. Jim, welcome to the Dubcast.
What's up, guys? How are you?
We're doing good, man. Talking about July 23rd, talking about the Burger King of the Ring, Two-Fisted Law returning to ISW for another intermission performance. You guys were pretty much brand new to ISW when you performed the last time we were in Danbury. What was your take on the entire thing, seeing ISW for the first time?
I personally loved it. I'm a gigantic wrestling fan to begin with, so it was over the top, probably the best wrestling I've seen in a long while. You know, I definitely would put it up close with like ROH and stuff like that. And I watch everything. So it was pretty amazing.
That's awesome to hear. And the check's in the mail. Thank you for the kind words.
That is a huge compliment. We do appreciate that, my friend.
So, when you're presented with the opportunity to come back, was it a no brainer or?
No brainer. As soon as I brought it up, everybody was like, hell yeah. I mean, I said yes before even asking anybody. So, I was like, we're doing this. I'm just letting you guys know. And they're like, all right, you know, we're not going to fight with you over it.
So. Now, do you play the Heirloom a lot, or is this?
When the band first started 4 years ago, we played there, you know, once or twice, you know, a year. Now that the band's, you know, we just played our 4 year anniversary actually last week.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, man, it was fun. And, you know, now we're not playing there as much, but the place is great. The venue has been doing so much more now than it already was doing before, and you know, adding you guys in just makes it that much better.
We really try to make any place we go to unique, and I mean, Heirloom Arts Theater, if you've ever been there, you know it's pretty unique in and of itself. And then to have you know, panda bears and zombies fighting underneath it, it just makes it even that much more crazy.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked. We have a song called Don't Forget the Double Tap, which is all about our zombie fanaticism. So we're looking forward to playing that at the show.
That is fantastic. So it's been a while since ISW fans saw you at Exact Change Only. What has Two-Fisted Law been up to since?
Today we actually just finished the full-on recording of all the album. Now we're getting into the mixing phase and getting it out. So hopefully Late Nights and Bar Fights will be out hopefully by August, maybe early September.
Oh, fantastic. Well, congratulations on finishing the album. And I like the title, Late Nights and Bar Fights.
Yeah, I love that.
It sounds like something Ed Wood is very much used to.
Is there anywhere they can that they can add you on Facebook or?
Yeah, if you go to Facebook and then type in Two Fisted Law, we come up. Fan us. You can get everything from the profile of the band. Everybody individually, their profiles on there. We talk to everybody. We are not Rockstar Dicks in the slightest.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I've just pulled you up, and you are right there at the top, ladies and gentlemen. If you do facebook.com/twofistedlaw, you can also get to it that way. Do you guys have any upcoming shows that our listeners might be able to attend?
Actually, July 8th, we are playing the Heirloom as part of Altercations Records, the record label that we are hopefully going to be signing to over the fall.
Oh, that's interesting to know.
And they're giving us a show, kind of a showcase in Danbury, which is kind of like our home, our home base. And, a couple of bands are coming in from out of town, so we're hoping to show them a good time and make it a party.
Well, Ben, this sounds like one of those things where you and I are going to be like, we knew them when.
Absolutely.
I don't know about that.
Well, we definitely look forward to seeing you guys coming back on July 23rd. I don't know how familiar you are with the Burger King of the Ring card, but are there any matches that you and the band are looking forward to more than anything else?
Me personally, I'm personally hoping that Dan Barry gets his ass kicked. he's a phenomenal wrestler, great talent, but something about his character drives me insane.
Well, recently he's come out and he stated very clearly that we're all idiots and we're saying Dan Burry, and it's actually Dan Barry. This is something that you can have a discussion with him. And I think you might be able to persuade him just by standing next to him. Yeah. You're absolutely
right.
Yeah,
if you've never seen Jim is a very large, intimidating gentleman, the Batista of the punk rock scene in Danbury, Connecticut.
Indeed. When we first worked together, we did not know who he was when he came in. I had never met anybody from the band. We thought that he was like a wrestler from like some indie show just showing up randomly. We had no idea who he was. And then we found out. And at that point, I just wanted to like hang off his arms because, my dad, when we were kids, my dad used to pick us up on his arms because he was a bodybuilder. And I just want to kind of like, have him lifting me. But anyway, let's get out of my fantasy minds.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Two Fisted Law is solidly in the corner of anyone who has the opportunity to punch Dan Barry in the face.
Believe me, if I had the opportunity, that's a choke slam coming.
Sounds like they're going to be backing Frankie Arion.
Absolutely. Big time. Again, facebook.com/twofistedlaw. Check them out. Their new album, Late Nights and Bar Fights, coming out shortly. And, of course, if you'd like to purchase any music by Two Fisted Law, you can go to?
You can go to iTunes. We are up on iTunes. You can also check us out on Reverb Nation. We're kind of all over the place now. We're getting out there.
They're all over the place now, but you'll see them in Danbury, Connecticut on July 23rd during Interspecies Wrestling's Burger King of the Ring. Jim Perala of Two Fisted Law, thank you very much for joining us on the Dubcast.
Thank you guys very much for having me. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on the 23rd.
And with that, we're going to wrap up another edition of the Dubcast. I'm honestly counting down the days until Danbury, Connecticut is blessed by the appearance of Interspecies Wrestling. And by blessed, I mean royally fucked. Literally, royally fucked, because Burger King of the Ring, July 23rd, InterspeciesWrestling.com for more information. Of course, Interspecies Wrestling on Facebook. Look up the event page for Burger King of the Ring. Of course, ISDub on Twitter. And if you'd like to follow us, Rachi Kong for Mike Roch, El Presidente of Interspecies Wrestling, myself, Big Ben 213, Ed Wood, the baby mama of ISW, Ed Wood_Big Mary, and of course, Interspecies Wrestling on YouTube. Tons of free matches and content going up now, has been going up within the tons of free matches and free content going up daily, pretty going up on a regular basis. So if you haven't been able to catch any of that, you can catch the commercial for Burger King of the Ring, voiced by my good friend Matt Ryan of the program with Matt and Ben, and a promo from Giant Tiger explaining why Twiggy will not be wrestling him for the championship at Burger King of the Ring. But yeah, tons of stuff.
Because he's not the number one contender.
Not again. We will convene one more time next week as we head towards Burger King of the Ring. Next week, a head-to-head confrontation. We had one a couple of weeks ago with Player Uno and Pinky Sanchez. This time, this one's going to be heated, folks. Dan Barry and Frankie Arion going to have some words for each other leading into Burger King of the Ring, so you don't want to miss that one at all. Make sure to keep listening to the Dubcast, dubcast.podomatic.com. You can also get us on iTunes by looking up Interspecies Wrestling on iTunes, of course. And you know what? Interspecies Wrestling on Facebook, our own personal Facebook and Twitter accounts. There is no way you can escape the Dubcast. We're everywhere.
And we are happy to be there, because wherever you go, that's where you are, because everybody's got to be somewhere.
For Ed Wood, I'm Ben Gordon saying thank you once again for listening to the Dubcast. We hope to see you July 23rd at Burger King of the Ring.
Shoulder to shoulder, they fight every day. They were the idiots, the rejects, ones who made their way to become the teachers. Showed us the way, they made us the prisoners. Cause that's just who they are. This is the ballad, this is the ballad, this is the ballad of forgotten souls. This is the ballad, this is the ballad, this is the ballad of forgotten souls. They gave us life lessons, they showed us what to say. They held our hands and wiped our eyes, we let it go. Quite away, they gave us forgiveness, and we forgot to pray. They made us their business, cause that's just who they are. This is the ballad, this is the ballad, this is the ballad of forgotten souls. This is the ballad, this is the ballad, this is the ballad of forgotten souls.
That's the final countdown.